Blog Talk Radio.
On a Monday, yes, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's what you're doing. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And yes, this is not a live. This is a Cinchcast pre-record. Hey, you know, I got a lot of things going on. And I am at the Vegas Sin practice right now. And I'll talk about that later on in quarter number three. Anyway, hey, let's get this bad boy started. You know what we got to do. Got to give special shout-outs to our sponsors. We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We should all be rocking Adidas. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic equipment for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. One's coming to your town real soon for 2012. Is where the good get better. We got 22nd. I know you want a body like my body because my body is the body. And I get it done with my 22nd Fitness. That's 22ndFitness.com. And we got Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. And like I said, hey, we are rocking and rolling each and every Monday night here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling, hey, I'm so excited about this week's show. We got, you know, a lot of things to talk about. But I tell you, in quarter number one, we're going to go over week 12 in the rankings. Quarter number two, we're going to go playoffs. Yes, we got playoffs now, and everything is listed up on the boards. So we're going to talk about playoffs. Then in quarter number three, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my venture into the Lingerie Football League. Yes, I said Lingerie Football League. Yes, Coach Lee has moved on. Well, not moved on, but moved on over to the Lingerie League, and we'll be head coaching the Vegas Sin. Then in quarter number four, I'm going to talk about something, again, another marketing tool, and I'm hoping that all you guys out there, all the teams out there in the nation, help out in this venture that I'm putting together. I am putting together the first ever all-girls tackle football league here in Las Vegas, called the Las Vegas Showgirls Football League. That's the LVSGFL. And we'll talk about that more in quarter number four. So let's go ahead and get this show started, BJ. You know what I'm saying? Yes, super-duper producer BJ is in the house producing the Four Quarter Coach League. Like I said, we didn't win over 100 shows. We've talked about everything under the sun in women's football, and we continue to talk about the many things, facets, the good, the bad, and the ugly of women's football. So let's go ahead and get it started with quarter number one. Quarter number one, yo, week 12 review, week 12 review. And again, I'm getting a lot of information on the number one networking board in the world for women's football. That's Women's Tackle Football Group, .neem.com. Like I said, I know I probably got my regulars over in the on the Neem board. What's up, what's up, what's up? I know I got folks over on the Blog Talk, and I know I got people calling in and listening. But this is not a live show. So you don't have to call in. You just sit back, relax, and listen. Because what quarter are we in, Coach? Quarter number one. Quarter number one, week 12 review. I'm running over to my Neem board right now to see if we actually have all the scores there. But I don't think so. I just don't think so. So I'm going to go ahead and go over to the WFA board. And go down the scores in the WFA. Again, I am at home, so guess what? My computer is so slow. My son didn't put so much junk on here, Star Wars junk and downloaded junk, that, man, this thing is going in Star Trek speed, not Star Wars warp speed. I don't know which one of those science fiction shows is the oldest, meaning who took place in the older galaxy or whatever. But anyway, I am headed over to the WFAfootball.com board. Yes, the WFA has a new website. I think I did mention that last week in my show, so I'm still getting familiar with myself here on the new board. You know, it looks nice. It looks clean. It's definitely clean. A lot of things going on, but it is clean. Again, no complaints on my end because I didn't, sorry about that, I didn't put it together, so I can't complain, you know what I'm saying? So, it's all to the good. Let's see if we can get down to the final week of the WFA season. Like I said, I'm not used to having free time, you know, I'm used to being in the playoffs. This is the first year that we aren't in the playoffs. But as I go down the list, here we go. We got the DC Divas 38, New York Sharks 16. We got the New England Nightmare 8, Keystone Assault 26. The Erie Illusion 7, Pittsburgh Passion 47. We got the Columbus Comet 64, Pittsburgh Force 0. We got the Detroit Dark Angels 24, West Michigan Mayhem 14. Chicago Force 77. Indiana Crash, 18. St. Louis Slam, 6. Kentucky Karma, 0, which was a forfeit game. We got the Toledo Rain, 25. Cincinnati Sizzle, 34. Cincy definitely put together some things in the second half of the season, and I don't know what their record is offhand, but I've mentioned their names at least three times in some victories this year, so congratulations to them, Sizzle Zizzle. We got the Carolina Raging Wolves 14, Gulf Coast Riptide 36. The Atlanta Heartbreakers 0. Central Florida Anarchy 28. We got the Miami Fury 14, Palm Beach Punishers 0. We got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues 34. Tampa Bay Pirates 7. We got the Wisconsin Dragons 0. Kansas City Spartans 30. We got the Nebraska Stampede 19, Iowa Explosion 14. We got the Wisconsin Wolves 8, Minnesota Machine 33. We got the Little Rock Wildcats 6, Tulsa Eagles 0, again, forfeit. We got the Spokane Scorn 0, and Portland Fighting Phillies 6, again, forfeit. We got the Bay Area Bandits 15, the Central Cal War Angels 24. We got the L.A. Amazons, 6. SoCal Scorpions, 0. Again, Scorpions on the forfeit. We got the Pacific Warriors, 6. the Arizona Assassin 26. We got the Acadian, why do I want to say the Acadian, Acadiana, Zatico. I know Zatico. Zero, Houston Power, 33. We got the New Orleans Blaze, zero. The Memphis, whatchamacallem, six. Of course, a forfeit. Then we got the Dallas Diamonds, 56. Austin Outlaws, zero. So once again, my friend, that is the last week of the WFA. Yes, you didn't hear the Showgirls playing the ex-Showgirls or the Silver State Legacy. We had some issues with after our last game of our season against the Sting with injury and low numbers and just didn't think it was beneficial to even play the game. Plus, the Legacy made the playoffs, so it wouldn't have made sense to play that game all for nothing and giving them a situation where they might hurt, you know, get hurt and going into their playoffs. So, again, it was a mutual thing that was not done. I'm heated. I'm mad personally that we didn't play. But you know what? That's just how the ball rolls in football. And there will be another day. There will be another time. Don't know if it will be the same players. But we will be ready. So it's no biggie. No biggie. And let me see what we got over in EasyRankings.com. Let me see. Easy Rankings. Let me see if I can pull that up. Easy Rankings. Oops, I went Kankings. What am I doing? Rankings.com. Yes, I'm doing the show live, but I'm not doing the show live. What happened to my Easy Rankings? Easy R-A-N. How come it's not showing up, folks? Let me Google it. Like I said, this computer is on jack mode. It ain't recognizing some of the things that I want to do. But I'll find a way. Where there's a will, there is a way. That's why you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Let me see if that works on Google. Come on, slowness. I know, you got the patience. That's why I love you guys. I was forgetting Easy Football Rankings. My bad. EasyFootballRankings.com. I just put Easy Rankings. I wonder what it's showing up. All right, so here we go. Let's go with the WFA final rankings as of June 18th. All righty, as of June 18th, again, I'd normally go over the top 20, but I do see where they got us at. And we actually broke the middle of the pack in our rankings. We are ranked 39 overall. Those Las Vegas Showgirls end up in the middle tier, or the middle of the pack. Yes. All right. That's something to be cheerful for. All right. Let's get to the top 20. Coming in at number 20, we got the 5-3 New York Sharks. Coming in at number 19, we got the 5-3 Palm Beach Punishers. At number 18, we got the 5-3 Iowa Explosion. Coming in at number 17, we got the Indiana Crash. Coming in at number 16 with a 6-2 record, we got the Silver State Legacy. Coming in at number 15, we got the 5-3 Lone Star Mustangs. Coming in at number 14 with a 6-2 record, we got the Central Cal War Angels. Coming in at number 13, at 6-2, we got the Arizona Assassins. Coming in at the number 12 spot, we got the 6-2 Houston Power. Coming in at the number 11 spot, we got the 5-3 St. Louis Slam. Rolling in the top 10. At number 10, 6-2, Bay Area Bandits. Coming in at the number 9 spot, at 7-1, we got the Miami Fury. Coming in at the number 8 spot, with a 7-1 record, we got the DC Divas. Coming in with a 7-1 mark, at the number 7 spot, we got the Boston Militia. Coming in at the number 6 spot with an 8-0 record, we got the Pittsburgh Passion. Coming in at the number 5 spot with a 7-1 record, we got the KC Tribe. Coming in at number 4 with an 8-0 record, we got the Dallas Diamonds. Coming in at the number 3 spot and moved up to the number 3 spot, we got the Jacksonville Dixie Blues rocking the 8-0 record. And at number 2 with an 8-0 record, we got the San Diego Surge, the team that I picked to win the championship from day one. And at the number 1 spot, coming in at 8-0, we got the Chicago Force. Yes, yes, y'all. We got the Force, y'all. And it's looking nice. It's looking nice. And as you look at this situation, out of the top 20 teams, and I know that there was supposed to have been a superpower league. And believe it or not, the superpower league teams are all in the top 20, including the ex-showgirls. So, again, maybe they had something. Maybe something was going down with that, some idea, some mind that those were the top 16 teams in the country. But, again, we shall see. Again, I'm glad everybody's rocking under one roof, which is WFA. In this case, and we just make it happen that way. You know, we make it happen. All right, that's my WFA scores and rankings. Let's see. Let me log out of this. It'd be easier to log out. All right, let me go over to the IWFL. Once again, IWFL. Again, excuse me for my slowness, but again, it's the computer, y'all. And like I said, I'm not on a time schedule. I don't have no breakups. I ain't got nobody that's going to be coming in, knocking on the door, unless it's my kids, because they are home for the summer. They are home for the summer. All right, so let me get over to the IWFL and go over last week's schedule if there were games. I hit the wrong button. Hot dog. I'm going to hit that one. I want to go to the scoreboard, and I want the master calendar. All right. There was only one game played. Well, it was, unless it was a 2-0 score, Montreal Blitz over the Southern Maine Rebels. Okay, well, if that's the case, then that's what it is. So let's move on and go over their rankings. Again, IWF. L rankings. See what has gone down, what has moved up, what has shaken and shaken the boat. You know, I was fortunate to watch a little movie on Father's Day yesterday. Got a chance to watch that Piranha movie. Man, I ain't seen Piranha, the original, in a long time. And I saw that one. That was, woo, gory, but I love it. But anyway, let's move on. We normally do the top 10 teams, top third of each league. So coming in at the number 10 spot with a 5-3 record, we got the New England Intensity. Coming in at the number 9 spot with a 4-3 record, we got the Sacramento Sirens. Coming in with a 6-2 record. At number 8, we got the Chattanooga Locomotion. At number 7 spot with a 6-2 record, we got the Portland Shockwaves. At the number 6 spot, coming in with a 8-0 record, we got the Carolina Phoenix. Coming in with a 5-2 mark. At the number 5 spot, we got the Houston Energy. Coming in at the number 4 spot with an 8-0 record, we got the Wisconsin Warriors. Coming in with an 8-0 record. 8-0 record. At number 3, we got the Montreal Blitz. Coming in at the number 2 spot with an 8-0 record, we got the California Quake. And the number 1 team in the IWFL week of the 18th. 2011, we got the Atlanta Ravens coming in at a nice 8-0 record. So, again, we got some good teams, some good matchups, and, you know, let's talk about playoffs. Quarter number 2, we're going to talk about the playoffs. Playoffs? Yes, I said playoffs. Playoffs. And since we're at the IWFL, we're going to leave it at the IWFL. And we are going to go, I mean, actually, I haven't visited any other league websites lately. I've been so busy putting stuff together. And I really haven't had a chance to visit. But let's see what we got. How can I get to the home page? Come on, yo. I'm on Teams. I don't want to be on Teams. Let me see if I go scheduled in. Hot dogs. All right, let me see if they put it on the schedule. Okay, there we go. I think that's it. All righty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It looked like I got a 14-team bracket, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping. Oh, we had Liberty. I mean, we had the Bells and Locomotion. Locomotion won 54-0 last week. Okay, that was on that calendar. All right. I don't want to make a mistake, but this is how it's listed on here. So anyway, we got the Houston Energy traveling to the Atlanta Ravens. Again, the Houston Energy are 6-2 on the year. The Ravens are, what are they, 8-0. I haven't seen any film on any of the teams, IWFL-wise, but I just got to go with the feeling. I think the Ravens beat the Energy twice, given the Energy their only losses on the year. I really think it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. I'm rolling with the Energy, baby. I'm rolling with the Energy. We got the Nighthawks at Intensity. I'm going to have to go with the home field on that one. I'm going to have to stick with the Intensity on that one. Okay. We got the Knockouts and Locomotion. I'm rolling with the Trains. Choo-choo. Yes, the Dallas team out there, Knockouts, are Dallas, but there's three teams out there, yo, and I just don't think they're rolling with that much talent, be it that you got Lone Star Mustangs and you got the Dallas Diamonds all in the same area. So I'm rolling with the Choo-choo train. We got the Sacramento Sirens and the California Quake. I think Coach Penn got it going on over there. Again, I have not seen the Sirens in action, have heard some noise on them. Did know that they put up 40 points on the Utah Jinx, beating them by 3 touchdowns, but haven't come close to beating the Quake. I think I've seen highlight tape on the Quake, and Coach Penn got it going on over there. There's a lot of excitement over there. I know he's down superstar, you know, Will, but like he has a great replacement with her. Again, I haven't followed stat-wise, but I just seen the highlights. Looks good. So I'm going with the Quake. Then we got the Shockwave strolling to the Warriors. So Shockwave, Portland got to travel all the way to the Warriors. Is that Wisconsin Warriors, if I'm mistaken? I'm going with the Warriors on that one. I really am going with the Warriors on that situation. We got the Tucson Monsoons and the Maniac. Okay, they must have broke it down into tiers. Let me see if I can find something else, you guys, because this is just giving me the matchups, but I'm not quite sure. Because I know for a fact that the Monsoons have only won one game. I might be wrong. But anyway, if I go with the Maniac, I'm going with the Maniac in that one until I find Elfstein. Then we got the Phoenix, my team to beat, in the Blitz, traveling to the Blitz. I think this is the third time that the Phoenix had to cross the northern border to play an undefeated team, and both teams have been undefeated. I don't know what the tie-breaking situation is, but, man, three times up north, I hope three times a charm, and I'm hoping that my Phoenix burn through the Blitz. All right, so that's what I got. That's what I'm rolling with here on the IWFL page. Again, it's not giving me what I really, 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 really want, which is I want how they broke it down. Maybe it's on the playoff format. Duh! Come on, think deep. Think, Coach Lee. Nah, that gives me the the formula of how they broke it down. Again, I'm trying to get to the home page. How come we can't just hit home page and it's there? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be difficult, but good night. How do you? You know what? I'm just going to start all over again. There you go. See? Coach always got a master plan. Just hit IWFLsports.com again and go to the main page. That works. All right, let me see what they got going on here. All righty. They got a few. Man, how come we can't just get the playoff brackets and call it a day? Makes it so simple. But again, we are in women's football. We make things so difficult. We are always trying to reinvent the wheel. It's not too hard. And my mistake, the Monsoons did win 3 games. My bad. They won 3 games. See, I just don't. I'm going to have to come back to this, y'all. I can't spend any more time with stuff. And like I said, stop reinventing the wheel. Just make it simple. Put the brackets right on your home page and call it a day. All right, moving right along, going back to the WFA, WFA.com, WFAfootball.com page. And I'm hoping that the WFA got something that's a simple bracket as well. It will make sense if it is. It makes no sense if it ain't. And that's what we got to get beyond this. Why we got to make sense out of stuff. It should just be plain and plain as day, as I call it. Plain as day. And so far, homepage is not giving me any love, any luck. This is just delaying my game, my show here. All right, that's playoff information, WFA news, teams, schedule, standings. You know what? I got an email that can go ahead and tell me what I'm looking for. Give me 1 second, folks. I know you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee, and it's taking forever to get through this. But I did talk about the teams that were listed in the for the IWFL, and I'm just going to make life easy. Jump to an email that I received through the league that all league owners should have. Explaining the teams that were in the playoffs and the excitement of from Jeff King, what the good job that was being done by all the teams. But it is, I remember it being mentioned of all the playoff teams, who's where and who's who. So that just makes life easier. And when I get a chance, I will update playoff page on the Neem board so that we can follow along. Again, playoffs start June 25th this weekend. And what we got here, we got the top 16 teams in the WFA, sorry about that. But we got the Pittsburgh Passion at Chicago. Again, I'm rolling with Chicago. They got my girl out there, the steamroller, the Bataram, the bus, you name it, big, fast, and strong. Jessica Springer is who it is. So I'm going with the Chicago. I'm going with Chicago on that one. We got the Houston Power at Dallas Diamonds. Again, Houston is making their first playoff appearance as the Power. Loving it. I think they got the spot over the Memphis women's football, or whatchamacallums. They're going into Dallas. I really haven't seen film on Dallas, but knowing Dallas' tenacity and tradition, first round, I don't see them getting booted. So I'm going with the Dallas Diamonds. We got Miami and Jacksonville. Again, two teams I really haven't seen no film on. And that's kind of messed up, you know. Put a point out there, bulletin point. Leagues. Allow the teams to have access to all games so that we can truly evaluate the players. I know we got all-stars and some things that we're picking right now, and we're just supposed to pick based on teams that we play, but we should be able to validate some of the other players that are out there. So, again, side note, bullet point, allow teams to venture off into the library of film so that we can watch all films. But I'm just going to go off a historic. I'm going with the Jacksonville Dixie Blues because they at home. We got the Atlanta Heartbreakers at Indiana. Got to roll with my Indiana team. They changed the name, but they still got the same passion. I'm going with the Indiana Crash. We got Portland fighting Phillies down to the Bay Area Bandits. I know my coach, Coach Lim, is not over at the Portland Fighting Phillies. I don't know who's the head coach there, if there is a head coach. But I just don't see the Portland Fighting Phillies getting out of the first round. I'm going with the Bay Area Bandits. We got the Minnesota Machine at the KC Tribe. I'm rolling with the Tribe. I just think they got a great offense. Things are looking good, looking great. And that should be a decent matchup. I just think that the Tribe just got too much system going on. I can't say athletes going on. I just know their system is a great system. Then we got the Boston Militia at DC Divas. I know that this was a big game last year, and I think Boston had to beat DC to head to the IWFL championship game last year. And then DC Divas was in the championship game the year before and lost to the KC Tribe. So I'm going with the Divas at home. Boston's on the road. I'm going with the Divas. Again, haven't seen much film, but that's where it's rolling. DC Divas getting out the first round. And then we have the Silver State Legacy / or you can call them my X team versus the San Diego Surge. Like I told you guys, once I saw the roster posted on the San Diego Surge in early February, they were my team to beat just on talent alone. And also I knew the coaches, so I knew what they can do. And with talent and coaching, you can go a long ways. With talent, you only can go so far. But with talent and coaching, you can go all the way. Last game, I think the score was 48-15. I did have film on that game, and like I said, I was preparing to play the Legacy, so I was breaking down film. It's going to come down to coaching, the bottom line. Do the Legacy have talent? Yes, they do. I coach every one of the girls out there except maybe three. They have talent. I just don't think they're going to be on the coaching level of the Surge. Point blank, bottom line. And then it's a big disappointment for me. Because now we had two mediocre teams out of Vegas. Now, I'm going to say we were more mediocre than them. They did have a winning record, and like I said, they had a lot of talent. But it's just, you know, you split and you go, that's fine. But if Legacy come anything short of winning the championship, then the split was all for nothing. So that's what I'm putting out there. I've expressed myself all year about that situation. No, I'm not a happy camper on how it went down, but it went down the way it went down, so booyah, there it went. But again, you know, if you're going to leave like LeBron did, you better go grab a championship, because if you don't, then guess what? It was all for naught. All for naught. And like I said, those are my first round playoff picks. You heard it first. Fourth quarter with Coach Lee. Yes, once again, you are rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Yeah, it is four, unless we go in overtime. But because this ain't a live show, we ain't going to overtime. This bad boy is over after the fourth quarter. So you heard it first. You heard it right here. Four quarters with Coach Lee. Playoffs. Yes, I just gave you my playoff pick. Woo! Let me wet my whistle real quick. All righty then. Let's move on. Quarter number three. Quarter number three, yes. I'm nuts. But anyway, quarter number three. for some of you guys who've been on the NEEM board, the Women's Tackle Football Group, .neem.com, the number one information board for women's football. For those who've been on it, you know I made an announcement earlier in the week. I am a part of a new venture. I have ventured into the LFL. For those that don't know about the LFL, it's the Lingerie Football League. Yes, like I said, new venture. I have a new team called the Vegas Sin. Yes, Vegas Sin. Now, does that mean I'm not coaching Showgirls? Oh, heck no. I'm Showgirl. Oh, live! This is off-season. Again, as a coach, I want to get better. As a coach, I want to continue my competitive spirit, my competitive level of competition. And taking on new challenges is what I do all the time. And like I said, I've had two guests on this show regarding the LFL, and that is real football. And this weekend, I got to see it up close, front row seat, of a lot of talent. The talent that I have on the Sin team right now would have made us a contender with the team that I have this year. You're talking about speed? I got X-track athletes who ran 10.9, 11 flat 100 meters. I got a triple jumper that jumped 45 feet. I got a volleyball player out there. I got several baseball players. And you're talking about quick and fast? OMG. That's all I can say is OMG, yo. And they bring it. They bring it. I mean, let me tell you something. Saturday, 12 noon, 105 degrees, sun straight up on the dome, on your head. Got out there and we were running. We were putting it in. 3-hour practice, not one bitching session at all about, it's hot. I'm tired. Nobody. These are real athletes that play real sports, real team sports. And, physically fit the ball. Like I said, not to take anything away from what's going on in any of the leagues here. But like I said, I'm a coach. I know talent. This ain't the Lingerie League of 2004 when it was Bimbo R Us. You know what I'm saying? Models who wanted to play football. Mm-mm. I got athletes that can play football but also can be models. You know what I'm saying? It ain't models wanting to be football players. These are football players that can be models if they choose to. Again, I had my man Tui on here, the defensive coordinator for the two-time defending LFL champs, the Los Angeles Temptations. I know I had Coach Penn call in and chirp in about the athleticism of some of these ladies. And some of these ladies play in the IWFL and the WFA. Marion Roach was league MVP of the LFL and the year before, and the WFA. Real football, folks. I wouldn't put myself in the situation if it wasn't real. I'm not going to jeopardize my reputation for what I'm trying to build for women's football if it was a joke. But yes, I am rolling with it. I am loving it. We are in mini camp at this moment. That is why I'm not on here live, because we have practice today from 5 to 8 p.m. And, of course, I don't like missing shows, so I just take the latest show in a minute. But what I'm trying to get at, folks, it's real. We got a 4-game season, you know, which is not much. But you got to make every inch count. For the overall aspect of Las Vegas and why I took the job is because when you got 150 athletes that came to try out for the Lingerie League, be there good, slow, whatever, that's saying something. That's a lot of promotional clout. Okay? You guys know I am a promotional train. Hell, I'm a promotional plane, let alone train. And when I can join forces with other powerful promotional people pushing football. See, again, you guys don't know. You don't know I talked to the commissioner of the AFL 6 years ago when I was a member of the WPFL. And the AFL was having an issue with other indoor football leagues starting up. And I think I've covered this on one of the shows that I've done here. You got to embrace football, no matter what form of football it is. If it's football, it's football. Be it in your draws, be it fully closed. The fact is, you're drawing fans to football. Okay, don't get me wrong. Everyone has a cup of tea that they like. Some like Snapple. Some like Nestle Iced Tea. Some like Shasta Tea. But the bottom line, it's tea, and we're drinking it. This is football, and we must drink it. Yes, I don't like Shasta Tea. I don't like Lipton Tea, but I might like Snapple Tea. It just makes me feel good. And that's what we got to do in football. Stop hating on others. You never see me bash. You know what I'm saying? I'm always supportive of new leagues, new teams, whatever. As long as it's promoting the game of football. And that's what I've done. That's what I've said. And that's where I've been. And now to be on a freight train of promotions, it's just like groovy. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only way I can describe it is groovy. I mean, that's 70s terminology, but this is some groovy stuff, yo. And I get excited every practice. My first practice was Saturday. We ran another tryout because of situation coaches. We had practice at 12 to 3. We got up at 8 o'clock. We were on the field ready to go at 8 o'clock in the morning. Done by 11. Going to hit the field again at 4 today and at 4 tomorrow. Football. Yes. Lingerie football. But what is it? Football. And I've gotten many emails on it. You know, some congratulating, some telling me I'm selling out or whatever. But again, that's my decision. You can agree or disagree. We're not here to please everybody. If our level of football was so good, or if it was right, then it wouldn't be any other type of league. I'm imagining. But some innovator is going to make up another version of it. You know, will it succeed? I don't know. Do our form of fashion succeed? I don't know. Will the LFL succeed? Don't know. I just know that they're selling more tickets at arenas at a hell of a lot more price than just $5 and $10 tickets. They might not be filling up the whole stadium that holds 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people, but they got over 2. You know what I'm saying? You got to get yourself in a position to learn how someone else is doing it. You got to get yourself in a position to understand what's going on. What's the real deal? You know, a true football fan is going to go seek football, be it Pop Warner football, be it middle school, be it high school, be it junior college, be it prep school, be it Division 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, pro football, semi-pro football. A football fanatic is going to go out there and seek some football, get their football fix in. So, in USFL, whatever, or UFL, folks, there's many leagues out there with different rules, but the bottom line is football. Okay? Rugby's even jumped into the conversation on NBC. They had the sevens championships, NCAA championships on TV, NBC. That's football. They got Australian rule football. It's football. They got German football. It's football. Then, of course, they got football, which is soccer. Right? Different game. So, what am I saying? Hey, yes, I'm ventured off to the Vegas Sands. Have I dropped the Showgirls? No. I'm pushing Showgirls just as hard as anything. And, as a matter of fact, it's been pretty inspiring because the girls who didn't make some of these, make the Sin team, have another location to go play some football. Again, they have 150 people try out for the team, and you only got 20 spots. There's 130 people that still got football fantasy, you know what I'm saying, to play football. So we're going to give them what they want, and like I said, We're going to dominate. We're going to dominate the Vegas market for football. It's a power move. Yes, Coach Lee wants to be in a power situation where I control women's football from head to toe in the city of Las Vegas. And pretty much, you know what, hit me up on email. You know, if you agree, disagree, congrats, hate, it don't matter. I love you. LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. That's LasVegasShowgirls with a Z at yahoo.com. You hit me on the meme board. Just go to my page. You hit me on Facebook, Dion A. Lee, with the LV Showgirls at the end. It's always a way to communicate with me. 702-764-8878. That's my direct line. You know what I'm saying? Let's communicate. Let's make some things happen. You know, we're tying into the women's football camp and conference. It's a whole bunch of things this power move is going to affect and elevate. So that's what I'm about, elevation. And speaking of elevation, y'all, I'm going to move into quarter number four because it kind of goes with the last statement I made. I am going to control women's football in the city of Las Vegas, let alone possibly the state of Nevada. Reason why? Because we just started up. Hear me out. We just started up the LVSGFL. Coach Lee, what is the LVSGFL? It's the Las Vegas Showgirls Football League. Yes, I'm talking about a league, y'all. I ain't talking about adults. So calm your horses. Shut them down. Pull the cotton out your ear. Coach Lee is starting up a new league in Vegas, but it's not adults. We just got our 501c3 nonprofit status under that name, the LVSGFL. We are starting up an all-girls tackle football program in Vegas. Yes, you heard me, an all-girls tackle football league here in Vegas. Again, I've been quiet for the last month and a half, you know. Like I said, looking at the bigger picture, organizing, getting things done. Now, I'm wondering if I can count on you, your team. I'm just asking for one thing from every team out there. I'm asking for one thing from every team out there to help promote your team. I need stickers. I need helmet decal stickers, yo. Hear me out. Just like you have NFL, and then you have all these NFL teams out there, and little kids get to join the team and have the logos of all the teams, because it's accessible. NFL is pretty prominent out there. Women's football teams aren't prominent out there. So it's going to take an individual team to donate your helmet stickers, brand new helmet stickers, okay? Our plans are to name all our girl teams after you, after your team. They'll be wearing your team logo on their helmet. They'll be wearing your team colors, okay? We plan to start up this fall, this summer fall, as I put it. August, we're starting up. So, again, I bring it to you guys. And there's a couple of teams that are local here that want to start up an organization, just one organization, an elementary division, a middle school division, and a high school division team, okay? We're going to go 7-on-7. 7-on-7 is the name of the game. We're going to play on 50-by-30-yard fields, so arena-sized field at the park or whatever venue that we secure. And we're gonna run a girls tackle football league. That was my big announcement that I was gonna make last Monday, but I got the phone call to be the coach of the Vegas Sin on Monday prior to my show, and I didn't want to bust out, you know, either or that day. I just didn't feel that it was appropriate, but I feel that it's appropriate now that most teams are out of the playoffs. You're looking for a promotion. You're looking to get involved in girls sports. I already got ESPN going to be doing a follow through and a follow up on the building of an all girls tackle football league. I already got the connections, I already are in hand, folks. All you have to do is send me your helmet logo. That is your donation. Again, we're looking at doing a 7-on-7, having 15, 18 team rosters. So again, you're looking at 36 times 3. I need 100 decal stickers of your team. Right now, our goal is to have 4 teams in each division, the elementary division, 4 teams in the middle school division, and 4 teams in the high school division. It is rocking and rolling around here. It is rocking and rolling. So, once again, those are some of the news-breaking things you heard here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. Like I said, I give it to you. If you want to roll with me, let's roll. If you don't, then don't. Just don't hate. Just don't hate. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to really, really, really look at the big picture. It's not about me always doing the first. Well, the reason why I do the first is because I got the cojones just to do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't sit back on my butt and wish. Like I said, my middle name is Make It Happen. Deion Make It Happen Lee. And that's what we need. This sport needs an injection. It needs to get younger. You know, again, you ladies are coming to us at 24, 28, 32, 36 years old, never played football before. We got to get it down at the younger age. There's a lot of girls that play Pop Warner football. There's a lot of you that play Pop Warner football. There's a lot of girls that want to play Pop Warner football, but their parents don't want to allow them to play with the boys. Okay? So, again, look at the dynamics of what we're doing here. Again, and we want to filter this thing off that each team out there can run their own league. Again, stop fractionizing off of what other people are doing and join forces with what people are doing. That's the thing that burns me. It kills me. You know, everybody wants to be freaking in control. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a lot wrong with that. Join forces together, okay? I'm accepting the fact that some things can change within whatever I put together. I'm open to ideas. No different than the women's football camp and conference. Why are we cutting it up into small pieces when we need to be one big force? You know, 4 years ago, nobody was believing in it. We don't need no women's football camp. We don't need to train the players. We don't need to train the coaches. We don't need to train the owners. Nobody wanted to step out there. Again, I put my big-ass foot out there and said, boom, it's happening. Let's do it. Some people stepped up. Some people didn't. Some people hid. Some people was hiding. Some people was doubting that it would ever happen. And here we are 4 years later, 4 down. And it's getting bigger and better. But now that it's getting bigger and better, everybody wants to get their own pie instead of getting a piece of the pie. You know, I'm not top secret in what I do at all. Not top secret at all. It's just the fact is, let's work together in making it happen. Let's build the structure up. No different than Pop Warner football, no different than the Snoop League. You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of building it up right. You can't build it up right when you keep tearing it apart. And that's what happened with these leagues the last at least 7 years I've been around women's football. So here we go. We got something that's young and vibrant. We need to lead by example or we'll never, ever get this sport to where it needs to be. Everybody has an opportunity to get exposure off of this situation. Again, ESPN is coming out to do another feature on girls playing football. It's in the bag. Now imagine me passing out logos of your team and talking about, yes, there's women outside of the showgirls that play tackle football nationwide. You know, just imagine that. Imagine you got 1,000 girls playing in a football league, and they know all the football teams across the nation, from the Spiders to the Mudcats to the Quake to the Divas to the Sharks to the Diamonds, Fighting Phillies, War Angels, Surge, Energy Power. Imagine that. But see, if you're going to be selfish, and I know people out there, I already know you. I know you out there. You're going to take from this, and you're going to limit it to what you know. And that's all the product that you put out there would know. See, I'm national. I'm worldwide. My movie screen is too damn big. You know, I don't have that little flat screen plasma TV. I got sky the limit TV. When I put my projection up on the night sky, that's the size screen I need. So once again, if you want to get involved, if you want to be involved, if you have some ideas, please hit me up on the Ning board. Please hit me up on Facebook. Please hit me up on my Yahoo account. Please call me so that we can talk about it, so that we can push it together instead of tearing it apart. And like I said, this is my mission. This is my mission. And it's not about me. And I keep trying to tell you guys, it ain't about me. I sacrifice so much to do what's being done, be it here on this Monday night show, be it football camp, be it showgirls, be it the Sin Now, be it the LVSGFL. I live, I die, I poop, I shower, I eat football. My taste of football just happened to be female football now. Once it was football because it was football because that's all that was out there for males. It was no female. But I got a taste of the football, female football, and I'm loving it. It challenges me. It moves me. I almost was going to rhyme and say it grooves me. But that'd be too cliche. But anyway, y'all, hey, I've been rocking 4 quarters of Coach Lee for about an hour or so. I'm going to let this movement go. But again, put that thought in your head. What are you going to do to help the movement of an all-girls football league? No, it doesn't have to start in your town this year. But the success that we get and gain this year will just make it that much easier for you and your team to start. And again, there's other things that's in the mix with that that can be a fundraiser for your organization. And you don't have to worry about paying to play or traveling or doing all the other things that you do to play football. You just might have to donate a little time, a little effort, and it's on. So again, this is Coach Lee. I'll be back live next week. Like I said, I'll be back live next week. But again, I'm dying to hear some of your responses to what was said tonight. Feel free. Hit me on the Ning board. Peace.
the rhyme keep fitting. Respect's been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I've paid off defects. Check the record and record, inattentional wreck. Played off as the intellect. Made the calls, took the falls, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the liver style, like